Imagine that you want to buy a new house. You're sitting in your bedroom on your personal computer. You find the perfect new place all without leaving your current home. Sound impossible? Well, online real estate tools can help you find a home, get prices on nearby houses, and find bargains on foreclosures. News & Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong has more. Welcome.
Hey, Farai, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, you know, I admit I'm looking around and trying to see what I can afford, which in L.A. is not much.
You're shopping, huh?
Yeah, I'm browsing. Let's put it
You're
that
browsing.
Way.
Okay.
So say that I want to check out prices in different neighborhoods. Where would you go?
Yeah, there's, you know, tons and tons of websites out there. And in doing research for this piece, you know, I just was overwhelmed by the amount of sites that are out there when you put in the words moving or buying a home. And so I kind of sift through and filtered through all the stuff that's out there. And one of the ones that really popped up on my radar that was really kind of taking a different approach is Zillow.com, Zillow.com. It's probably a perfect site for you because it doesn't actually sell you any homes, but it can give you home valuations, like what are the property value of your house, what are some property values of your neighborhood, and also the neighborhoods you may be looking to move to. So you're armed with what really is going for the selling price in those neighborhoods, so you don't get, you know, hoodwinked, if you will.
And how much is it?
It's a free site, which is really flooring me. The founder of the site, it doesn't floor me too much because the founder of the site that created it also started Expedia.com. Many people know that as the successful online travel website. And in this one, they decided to take a little bit of a different approach, make it free in the same way Expedia is free. But the people that have to pay are, say, realtors or brokers who want to advertise their services on this website. So there's no fee for you and I to be able to use it. But some of the really nice features on there that I thought that I really liked was one tool called My Zestimator. It's kind of, they use the word Z, it's My Estimator, but it's called Zestimator. And it's a free tool that helps you not only estimate the market value of your home, but you can also refine that value. For example, say your home, Farai, has new wood flooring or granite countertops or a nice beautiful deck that overlooks some beautiful landscape. That may be hard for this website to know all of that information, but at least it allows you to refine your home's value so that you can really understand what is my appraised value, what is my house really worth.
So you can go in and type that in yourself.
You can type it in yourself. I've even seen 3D-like images now that are showing more than just flat photos of the past. Used to be that you could always pull up pictures of homes that you're interested in, but now you can look at homes from different angles, and you can see all of the different sides up close, and also kind of see the whole block, so it can kind of give you an idea of what the value of that block looks like.
And you can't see people brushing their teeth in their bathrooms or anything like that.
You can't see people brushing their teeth.
Thank goodness.
or cleaning up those dirty spots they don't want you to see.
Absolutely. Well, okay, suppose you want to find a house for sale in your city or a city you're planning to move to. Where would you turn then?
Yeah, well, Zillow.com is one that can also help with that. But another one is Realtor.com. And this is probably the largest preeminent site, if you will, for real estate. It's connected in, with the National Association of Realtors, so it has some level of credibility there. But it does have probably the largest selection of listings that are available online. And really what I liked mostly about Realtor.com was its internal network to other websites that would give you other useful information, something called the Welcome Wagon. So say, Farai, you've picked a neighborhood that you know you want to move to. Well, the Welcome Wagon can help you find out what are the businesses, the churches, the schools, all the community things that may be relevant to you as well. So I thought that was pretty impressive. Also, utilities. A lot of different utilities, whether you have different types of cable service or phone service or electrical service, was all found on these sites. A lot of the sites, especially this Zillow.com, but also Realtor.com, and another one is Move.com, really honed in on everything that you need from the pre-move all the way to kind of the post-move and everything in between.
Well, that's certainly a lot. And what about foreclosures, though? I mean, that's something that a lot of people have been getting into as an investment or for a place to live.
Yeah, foreclosed homes is really a biggie. Agencies, when you're looking at the government, they're really kind of leading this effort, if you will, a little bit, because they take possession of foreclosed homes and then return them to the market. Their first offer to qualified nonprofits, then police and teachers, and then to individuals. But you're also seeing private websites like Zillow.com, but also like PropSmart.com is also housing a lot of foreclosures. And then another one that is very interesting is called RealtyTracker.com. And their system also tracks not only not only the foreclosures, but also auctions, also sheriff liens, or any of those things that fall under certain jurisdictions' preview that may not hit the wide-scale internet audience. But some of these smaller sites are able to track and keep you abreast of some of these foreclosures. So you can really find some pretty outstanding deals I've seen online.
I guess overall, what are the upsides or downsides of using these technological tools as opposed to just going out on the street and looking for a for sale sign?
Yeah, well, the upside is obviously it's convenient, right? You don't have to do that. You don't have to get in a car and go looking for sale signs. So it's convenient really for the buyer. It seems to be more advantageous for the buyer than it is for the seller these days. Although selling a property is very useful to do it through the internet because everyone else is, and it does get your listing out there. But from a broker's perspective, this may be a challenging time for them because that was one of their key advantage points, was access to information that you couldn't readily just access. And now with the internet making everything more available, I'm seeing that as more and more of a threat to brokers. But some of the downsides on some of the particular sites, for instance, you mentioned foreclosures earlier, and I mentioned the government, and that website is homesales.gov. Well, they've sold about 57,000 homes in the past 12 months. I think their average selling price is around $79,000. But the downside is not all the information is always available for every property. So there's very little description of the home's assets and the home's features. So in many times when you're dealing with HUD homes or foreclosures, house hunters will probably have to go and visit the property in person anyway, but you can do some preliminary research online.
Well, Mario, thanks for all that information.
You're welcome, Farai. Happy browsing.
Mario Armstrong is a regular technology contributor to News and Notes, as well as Baltimore area member stations WYPR and WEAA. And if you're in the market for a home, or you're like me and you're in the market to browse, you can find the links Mario talked about at our website, npr.org. Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. And if you'd like to comment, give us a call at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.